When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 25th edition. Hope you guys had a great weekend, busy weekend in my world, family stuff, just busy. So hope you guys had a good time playing some DFS, hanging out with friends, family, whatever you did to occupy your time. There was a lot of great baseball, a lot of offense on Sunday. Gerrit Cole's back, though. That was great, too. So lots going on in those regards, but we got seven games for you on a Monday, which is a nice number. I like that 7-9 window. Lots of nice stuff you can do there. You can pick your poisons, not to be too crazy, too much variance. The more games that get involved, the crazier things usually tend to be. So I like that seven game window. One caveat, the slate starts at 6:10 p.m. Eastern time, an hour earlier than normal, and goes throughout the evening, of course. So lots going on there. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. I'll be in the Fantasy Degens Discord. A lot more active during the weekdays for me. Right now it's a little one. Weekend's a little busier. So wasn't around much this weekend, but the guys are holding it down, putting in quality work in there, helping each other win some money. So that's always good stuff. And I'll poke my head in when I can, but I'm much more there on the weekday. So if you got some questions, it's free. Hit me up. We'll get you thrown in there. Lots of fun stuff there. Also, if you're into PGA DFS, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast returns on Monday. Myself and Jesse get you ready for the Mexico Championship for the PGA Tour. So lots of fun stuff there. But again, seven game slate for you on a Monday. Let's get your totals on this slate. You don't have anything for Giants Milwaukee just yet, but Rockies Phillies total of 8.5. Red Sox Jays 8. Mets Cardinals 6.5. Astros Rangers 8. Guardians Angels 8. Dodgers D-backs 8.5. So some really, really fun totals on this slate. Some interesting DK prices, to say the least. And that starts with the pitching department. So let's just get right on into this thing. Your highest priced pitcher is Corbin Burns, 10-2 at home against the San Francisco Giants. The Giants had that pesky offense. We know that quite a bit. But they also can strike out a ton. And after that first kind of what happened game to Corbin Burns, he has been nothing short of outstanding in his last two starts. 7 innings in both starts, 2 runs only in his last start, 8 or more Ks in each start. Dude has been filthy. I'm going to go through some team stats. Obviously, Sunday stats aren't in there. You know, Jock Jams double donged and all that good stuff. But still, as a whole, heading into Sunday, Giants are striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 237 with a 142 average. Yastrzemski's on the COVID IL, which definitely helps those numbers out a bit for the Brewers' favor of things. But Burns, if you want to pay 10-2 for Burns against the Giants, I'm all aboard. I'm a Giants fan. I hope the Giants get to him. The Giants can get to anybody. That's the thing, is they are pesky. But I'll take my chances with Corbin Burns, especially this Giants team, the way they're striking out, especially with Noah Yastrzemski, who was starting to swing the bat. It's basically if Burns can kind of limit what Jock's been up to right now, which is craziness, then I think he's going to be in for a pretty – and Belt's been swinging it good, too, from the left side. But as a whole, Burnsy should be just fine. Now you got Shane Bieber at $9,600. I'm still not a believer in Bieber with the velocity issues. Like, he's great his last time out against Chicago. Previous two starts when it came to fantasy, nothing outstanding. I'm going to keep fading Bieber. I'll pay up for Corbin Burns, or I'll pay $9,300 for Max Scherzer at the St. Louis Cardinals. Mad Max, 5 innings in each start, 4 total runs, 5 innings or more in each start, 4 total runs, 6 or more Ks in every start, 20 or more DK points. He does face a Cardinals team that does not strike out a ton. We know that quite a bit, 19% K rate versus righties, but only hitting 231 with the 101 ISO, so they're not doing a ton of damage. Max, you know, Max always finds a way to get into a little bit of trouble. He's good at that, giving up a long ball here or there. That's the bad Max way. At the same time, the strikeouts can be there, even on a team that doesn't strike out a ton. So Max at 93 is very much in play, but I prefer Burns up top. If I have to rank the top three pitchers, it's Burns, Scherzer, Bieber for me. That's where I'm at, because even the Angels, if you want to look at it, they are striking out. Da, 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 where is the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim? I don't see them. I'm just like, must be going. They're striking almost 25% of the time versus righties, which is much better. But 205 ISO against. Might want to get me some Brandon Marshes and Taylor Wards and Mike Trouts and Shohei Ohtanis of the world in against Bieber. That could be a lot of fun. But we'll get to the bats shortly. Now going below the 9K range, I'm still off of Walker Buehler. I'm massively concerned on what's going on there. Framber Valdez at $8,400, slightly intriguing. He's coming off a horrific start against the Los Angeles Angels his last time out. Prior to that, didn't go deep against Arizona, pitched great against the Angels prior to that. So $8,400 in a tournament, I can see a little bit of appeal there. Again, going up against the Texas Rangers, a team striking out 21% of the time versus lefties. I'm not in love with Framber, but on this slate, he kind of checks the boxes. There's other guys I like a lot more. Eovaldi in tournaments is always viable against even against Toronto. Like, I'm not going to be all in unless you're making a bunch of lineups, but you can go Eo. But again, Framber, maybe Eo, maybe. Here's two guys, or three guys, maybe four guys I love in order. You can save some cash on this. Like, if you don't want to pay for Burns or Scherzer, we have options. Miles Mikolas, $7,600 at home against the New York Mets. If you listen to the Bench with Bubba podcast, we've been talking Mikolas up the last few episodes, loving what I'm seeing here. If you've listened to the show, you've known I've been anti-Mikolas forever because he's a pitch-to-contact guy, no strikeouts, hate it all. Well. Strikeouts are here, folks. In his last two starts, the first start was a limited start because they're trying to ramp him up. Last two starts, he went 86 and 91 pitches, five innings and 6 2/3, one total run allowed, 5 Ks and 7 Ks. So he basically has at least a K per inning, which brings Miles Mikolas into fantasy relevance for DFS and season-long beauties. I absolutely love it. You got a Mets team striking out almost 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So not the most ideal matchup, of course, but Mikolas will go. He won't be highly rostered because the guys below him will probably get more rostered and probably should get more rostered. It's just the way it's going to go. But Mikolas, 76, I like quite a bit. Good cash game for with Miles Mikolas. Merrill Kelly, $7,200. The velocity has been good. Kind of dipped a little bit this last start, but he's still very effective. Six strong, one earned, 5 Ks against the Washington Nationals. Five or more Ks in every start so far this year. He's put up basically 19 or more DK points in three starts this year. Does get the Dodgers, which might lower his ownership, which is big. They are striking out 21% of the time versus righties, hitting 260 with a 175 ISO. They're Los Angeles freaking Dodgers, one of the best offenses in all of baseball. But if you want to go Kelly, you can. Here's one of my favorite plays of the day. Kyle Gibson is only $6,800 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Kyle Gibson gave up 3 runs and 4 runs in his last 2 starts. Prior to that, 7 shutout against Oakland. In his total of 17 and 2/3 innings this year, he has 19 strikeouts, 3.57 ERA. The Gibson show, as we know it, it can go off the rails in a hurry, or it can be very, very, very good. Now you face a Colorado team striking out 23% of the time versus righties. Let's see what they're doing on the road. We did this last time, and surprisingly, they're better on the road than at home, but they have such a small sample size. That will obviously even out, folks. But Rockies on the road so far this year versus right-handed pitching. See, it's already starting to even out. Striking out almost 30% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 147 batting average and a 176 ISO. So, yeah, I think I like Kyle Gibson a ton, especially at the beautiful price tag of $6,800. If you want another cheapie in a kind of tournament vein, Michael Lorenzen, rough start against Houston his last time out. Prior to that, 6 strong with 7 Ks against the Miami Marlins. I think you might get more of that Marlins start facing this Cleveland team. Again, another pesky bunch. We saw them last week in some phenomenal pitching matchups, just break slates. So Lorenzen will probably be popular because he is only $6,300. And people will see Cleveland, but they only strike out 20.6% of the time, 288 average, and 190 ISO against right-handed pitching. So Lorenzen's in play. Cleveland might be a sneaky, sneaky stack. Jose Berríos, $5,500 at home against the Boston Red Sox. Berríos, 6 strong, 106 Ks against Boston his last time out. His two starts at Boston, at New York, not too shabby. Like the Yankees won 5 innings, 3 earned, 5 Ks. Those runs came late in that game. So as a whole, he's gotten much better after that just debacle of a first start against Texas. It's tough to face Toronto on back-to-back starts. Berríos at $5,500, probably chalkier than chalk. So more than likely, I'm going to pass. Let's put it that way. But he's there if you want to get frisky. So for me, I'm paying up for Burns and Scherzer up top. That's where I'm hanging out. And then you got Mikolas, Kelly, Gibson, and Lorenzen right here. If I have to rank them, I rank them Gibson, Mikolas, Kelly, Lorenzen. That's where I'm going about it. Absolutely love the value. You can double dip there and get all the bats you want. You can put one of them with Burns or Scherzer, still get a ton of bats. Lots of fun ways to build. I love when you can get these value arms and we can pepper the board. Like, I'll make a Mikolas, Kyle Gibson lineup and try to see all the bats I can get on this slate. Speaking of bats, let's see what we got here. 7-game slate. Not a lot of high totals, and just offense in general has been off except for this Sunday. Sunday was a Sunday. It was a lot of fun. Catcher's position for you, though. You got JT Realmuto against the lefty Freeland at 51. If you're paying up, not a shabby spot to do it, and that's for sure. Otherwise, just save some cash tonight at catchers. Like, drop on down. See who the Giants are starting. Right now, they got Sammy Long, and that means it's a bullpen game. We'll see how that plays out. If that's the case, you can go Narvaez, see where the bullpen goes. Long's a lefty, so might be a slow start there, but something you can do. But Zach Collins is still only $3,200. Went deep again on Sunday. Hits like fifth in that Toronto lineup at a DH. That's a really good value. I love Eovaldi. Don't get me wrong. Still a great spot for Zach Collins at 3,200. Couple cheaper options, though. When you get below 3K, maybe Joey Bunt's Corbin Burns, though. Not a ton of value right now. There might be when we see lineups, but I don't really like much past Zach Collins right now. So we'll have to kind of see how things go. It might just be a Zach Collins or JT Realmuto night at catcher. That's the beauty of 7-game slates. We narrow things down. First base position for you, though, Shohei Ohtani at 58. You're stacking the Angels. I like that a lot. Vladito's always in play, of course. But sliding down a little farther here, Freeman is heating up. He's 5,300. He went deep again on Sunday. If you think the Merrill Kelly slide continues velocity-wise, like I said, Kelly's velocity dropped, but he's still very, very effective. But now you face the Dodgers. If your velocity drops against the Dodgers, not saying Kelly can't still be good. I'm going to be having him in season-long leagues. He's a two-star pitcher this week. He's going to be in my lineups. But it's terrifying. Let me put it that way. So that's where DFS comes into play, and you can have some fun. Reese Hoskins, slow start to the year, but 5,100. Same with Jared Walsh at 5,000. I like both these guys in tournaments as a part of stacks. I'm not going to use them as one-offs, but both very, very strong stack pieces at 51 and 5K. Below 5K, below 4K, it drops off quickly on this one. You can go Seth Beer at 3,300 bucks versus Buehler in a tournament. I like that appeal because I believe Buehler's in trouble right now. Just trouble at the moment. So you can look that direction. Other than that, Josh Naylor's first base outfield eligible is like 2,500. That's a cash game lock, either at first base or the outfield, whichever you prefer. And he makes just for like a GPP one-off. He makes for a piece of a Cleveland stack. He gets fifth in that lineup, and he's so cheap. Then you can afford J-Ram and Franmil and others. So much fun you can have with Cleveland. Like, I'm already building a Cleveland stack against Lorenzen, which is going to be interesting to do. But Josh Naylor at only 2,500 bucks is far too cheap. Second base position, you got Muncy. If you're stacking the Dodgers, it's fine. But we'll slide on down, save a few shekels, and go to the likes of maybe Marcus Semien if you're feeling that vibe there. Jeff McNeil's a swing away. He's 3,700. If you think Mikolas pitches to more contact tonight, that's an angle to go. Gavin Lux is only 32. Another thing, if you're fading Merrill Kelly, that's an angle you can go to. Other than that, like Santiago Espinal at 28 is a very nice value. We've been talking about him lately. Did I get two homers over the weekend? So he just continues to produce super cheap, playing second base there for the Jays. But at first glance, not a ton I'm in love with at the position unless you're paying up. And the payups, like Gene Segura at 47 would probably be one of them if I'm paying up. But not a ton. It might be a value or just complete baller up top or a piece of a stack, that kind of situation as well. Third base, you know, Arenado's okay versus Scherzer, but J-Ram at 53 is outstanding. That's an elite play on this slate. Rafael Devers at 45 versus Barrios, if you think he continues to struggle, or if you think Gibson still struggles, Ryan McMahon's only 44. So McMahon's got like serious low ownership because people will see Devers at 45, and I would even pay 45 for Devers over McMahon. But if you want to play game theory and ownership wise, McMahon is a great pivot off of Devers. Does he produce as often as Devers? Heck no. But you're playing the ownership for that one night for the variance that is baseball. All right, below McMahon, though, again, it's dicey. Like, if you want to fade Corbin Burns, you can. I'm not telling you not to, but whew, that's going to be a fun. He will be chalk, so it might be worth having some giant shares, but we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, it looks like I'm paying up unless we see some lineups that change my mind. shortstop position, you got Franchi Lindor at 54. That's not too bad. But Brandon Crawford, if you are fading Burns, is 5K. He's an angle for you. Jeremy Payne is up to $4,800 leading off for Texas. Payne hit a walk-off dong on Sunday. Love Jeremy Payne. I missed the days where he was like $2,400. But $4,800 is still a very good play for Jeremy Payne. Willie Adames at 45 if you're going to fade the Gigantes pitching, whatever they're going to throw out there on this slate. I don't mind Jose Iglesias, who's been sneaky good, but I'm not running to play him. He's a part of a rocky stack, and that's it at his price point. Where did he go? Amed Rosario at 44 if you're stacking Cleveland. He'd be a guy to look at as well. And then after that, nothing really standing out below them. Outfield position, Mike Trout, big weekend. He's 6K. We got Shohei at 50, like I mentioned. George Springer is back, and he homered over the weekend, 56. Don't mind Schwarber versus a lefty at 54, but Cassidy versus lefty at 53 is very nice. Cassidy's been producing, too. So $5,300 for Nick Castellanos against Kyle Freeland is definitely a very, very nice play on this slate. Brandon Nimmo at 48 if you're fading Mikolas. Don't hate it. Taylor Ward, though, at $4,400 versus Bieber. Nice piece of a Angels stack. Kyle Tucker's only $4,100. Okay, I think I've written him up two different times this past week due to his slow start to the season. The dude is playing very well. People don't believe in luck. He is insanely unlucky. That's the easiest way I can put this. Like, I could, if you want to see everything, like, and I didn't write like a novel, it was like a paragraph or two. Go read the article at rotoballer.com. It's there. It's about like five players that were drafted early and should you be panicking about their struggles. Kyle Tucker's the cover boy, and he looks pretty darn good still. He's going to break out sooner than later. It might still be a week or two. It might be tomorrow. I'm willing in tournaments at $4,100 to play Kyle Tucker. Like, you don't, if you're making 20 lineups, you don't have to have 20 Kyle Tuckers. I'd have at least five, maybe six, seven, eight. $4,100 for Kyle Tucker is wild. Is wild. Like, this is a day you don't see very often. And again, it might not happen tomorrow, it might not happen for a few weeks, but I like that price point a lot. Brandon Marsh is day to day for the Angels. If he cracked the lineup at $3,900, a really good spot there. Miles Straw, if you're stacking Cleveland at 4K, is in play for you too. But Franmil Reyes, only 37, is a great GPP price tag. Jock Jams told you he double donged on Sunday at 3,600. He is a phenomenal tournament play versus Burns, because all it takes is one bad pitch from Burns and ding dong city for Jock Jams. He took Tyler Miguel deep over the weekend. He's been getting the job done. So, I mean, earlier last week. So Jock Jams at 36 is definitely something you can do for tournaments, not for cash against Corbin Burns. Hunter Renfroe heating up a little bit last week. Loves hitting lefties. Again, probably bullpen game. So how much he faces lefties, we'll see. But only $3,400 is a good value for Renfroe. Mentioned Lux earlier. Bellinger double donged on Sunday. He's only $3,200. That is a great price point. I'm not a huge Cody Bellinger guy, but he is raking right now, and you can't ignore that. So Belly Bombs at $3,200. Very nice. Our boy Lourdes Gurriel, he went deep on Sunday. He's $3,200. I'd probably have Bellinger against Kelly over Gurriel, but both in play if you need them. A few others. See if Joe Adell cracks lineup. He had a grand slam on Sunday. He's $3,000. Good piece of a stack there with Adele. Below 3K now, it's going to depend on the lineups, obviously, because some of these guys are going to check Pavin Smith at 27 versus Buehler. If you're stacking Arizona, that's a hell of a value. Not saying you're going to stack Arizona, but if you are, but Josh Naylor, again, $2,500, first base outfield eligible, makes no sense to me at all. Mark Connaughton at 23, he's not a bad punt if you're not using Mikolas. He's really a decent punt in that scenario. Same with Jackie Bradley Jr. at 21. If you're stacking Boston, you could wrap it around with JBJ and have some fun there at 41 hundo. All right, let's recap your pitching real quick on this seven gamer. Again, up top, Burns and Scherzer for me. If you want to rank him, it's Burns, Scherzer, Bieber. I'll be fading Bieber. Burns, just, yeah, Giants are pesky. They might get to him, but I'll take my chances with Corbin Burns. And then it's all about the mid price guys. Mikolas at 76, Kelly at 72, Gibson 68, Lorenzen 63. I rank him Gibson, Mikolas, Kelly, Lorenzen. Everyone's going to be on Jose Barrios at 5,500. I like that a lot, but I'm not playing a chalky Barrios. If somehow we see the roster rates change, then give me some Jose Barrios, and we'll have some fun on that one. Stacking it up here, I like Milwaukee, but I want to see what the Giants' game plan is. It should be a bullpen game, but I want to see kind of if we get any buzz on how they're going to start that bullpen game. So Milwaukee is very much intriguing. I like Philly against Kyle Freeland as well in that matchup. If Barrios is popular, Boston could be interesting for me on that one. I don't mind Cleveland versus Lorenzen as much as I don't mind using Lorenzen either. But Cleveland's affordable, and they've done this time and time again. They're put up a ton of runs. They're just a bad baseball team. So Cleveland could be a fun lower roster stack. Dodgers versus Kelly could be interesting as well. And then some other ones, if you want to be different, like Arizona versus Buehler. I like the Angels versus Cleveland. So Angels, Arizona, and potentially Angels in Arizona could be your contrarian stacks. And then I'll sneak in some Cleveland and Philadelphia and maybe some Milwaukee. So that's kind of where I'm looking right now. Again, lineups, make sure the pitchers are who they're supposed to be because a lot can change. It's going to be a fun week. Fun week. I'll be here every day for you Monday through Friday as usual. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. We'll take care of you over there. If I'm not there, plenty of people chatting it up, getting ready for the day's action. Also, if you want to see some written content, rotoballer.com. I do season-long and DFS content there. Fantasypros.com, fantraxhq.com. And obviously, the Benched with Bubba podcast is my pride and joy outside of Quick Hits. So go check that out for your season-long fantasy baseball needs. Coming at you 2 to 3 times a week. So lots of great stuff there. But everybody, that's it. That's Monday in the books. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 25th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.